Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Pickleball remains one of the fastest-growing sports in America in 2026. Its social atmosphere, easy learning curve, and appeal to players of all ages have made it a favorite pastime nationwide. But with more players, more leagues, and more frequent play comes an unfortunate trend. Pickleball injuries are rising. Orthopedic clinics, urgent care centers, and sports medicine specialists are seeing an increase in strains, sprains, falls, and overuse injuries tied to the sport. The good news? Most pickleball injuries can be prevented with smarter preparation and better habits. Why pickleball injuries are increasing. Unlike some sports that require years of conditioning, pickleball is accessible right away. Many new players jump into competitive games before their bodies are ready for the quick starts, lateral movement, bending, and repetitive paddle swings. Common risk factors include skipping warm-ups, poor footwear, playing too long without rest, weak core or leg muscles, previous knee, shoulder, or back issues, diving for hard-to-reach shots, sudden increase in playing frequency. As participation rises, so does the number of players who underestimate the physical demands of the game. Most common pickleball injuries in 2026. 1. Ankle sprains. Quick side-to-side movement can lead to rolled ankles, especially on uneven surfaces or while wearing running shoes instead of court shoes. 2. Knee pain. Frequent stopping, pivoting, and lunging can irritate arthritic knees or trigger tendon problems. 3. Tennis elbow / golfer's elbow. Repetitive paddle swings and gripping too tightly can inflame the tendons around the elbow. 4. Rotator cuff shoulder pain. Overhead shots, serves, and poor mechanics may strain the shoulder. 5. Low back strain. Reaching low for dinks or twisting during play can aggravate the lower back. 6. Falls and fractures. This remains one of the most serious concerns, particularly for older adults. Backpedaling or tripping can lead to wrist, hip, or shoulder fractures. How to stay on the court and out of the clinic. Warm up for 5 to 10 minutes. Walk briskly, perform light squats, arm circles, and gentle side shuffles before your first game. Wear proper court shoes. Court shoes provide lateral support and grip designed for pickleball surfaces. Running shoes are built for forward motion and can increase injury risk. Build strength and balance. 2 weekly sessions of leg strengthening, core work, and balance training can significantly reduce falls and overuse injuries. Progress gradually. If you are new to pickleball, avoid playing 3 hours on day one. Increase court time over several weeks. Improve technique. Lessons with a qualified coach can reduce shoulder, elbow, and back strain caused by inefficient mechanics. Listen to pain early. Soreness after activity can be normal. Sharp pain, swelling, limping, or symptoms that persist should be evaluated before they become chronic. Players looking for more general sports injury prevention tips can review guidance from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. When to see a sports medicine specialist? Seek evaluation if you experience swelling that lasts more than 48 hours, joint instability, significant loss of motion, pain during daily activities, recurrent injuries, numbness, or weakness. Early treatment often means faster recovery and less time away from the game. Final thoughts. Pickleball offers tremendous health benefits, cardio fitness, coordination, social connection, and fun. But as pickleball injuries rise in 2026, prevention matters more than ever. A few simple habits, warming up, wearing proper shoes, strengthening key muscles, and addressing pain early, can help keep you active and competitive. The goal is simple: more time on the court, less time in the clinic. Frequently asked questions. What is the most common pickleball injury? Ankle sprains, knee pain, and tennis elbow are among the most common. Can older adults safely play pickleball? Yes, with proper warm-up, footwear, balance training, and gradual progression. How do I prevent pickleball injuries? Warm up, wear court shoes, strengthen legs, core, and stop when pain develops. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.